Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian State TV reporting that Syrian insurgents have kept up their shelling of government-controlled areas of Aleppo, killing numerous people, including children. VOA asked Ohio State University scholar Alam Payan if he is surprised the rebel insurgents had the strength to carry out their counteroffensive in Aleppo.
They were preparing for this. I had information that they were preparing, but no one was really sure that when will they start this. So apparently they have somehow decided to go ahead and strike. So it was really a major offensive by the opposition, and some jihadi groups joined them too.
A tight siege has been in place since July in rebel-held eastern Aleppo, trapping nearly 275,000 civilians. The dividing lines between government-held and rebel-controlled Aleppo often are just streets lined with deserted buildings or even plastic sheets extended to mark rival turfs. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi is promising to rebuild parts of central Italy after the latest earthquake, Italy's most powerful in 36 years. Almost 8,000 people have sought assistance from Italy's Civil Protection Agency. On Sunday, no one was killed, but there were numerous minor injuries. Some violence reported at polling stations as voters in Ivory Coast decided whether to approve constitutional changes aimed at ending years of unrest. Proponents say they will bring stability to the politically and ethnically divided nation. The opposition called for a boycott. This is VOA News.